From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. President Obama says following a U.S. intelligence conclusion that Russia meddled in the November presidential election, a similar thing could happen again, and that is important for Congress and President-elect Donald Trump to make sure such influence is minimized. A declassified version of the intelligence report said Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered an influence campaign on the election with a preference for Mr. Trump over his challenger, Democrat Hillary Clinton. China said today it opposes any contact between Taiwanese leaders and U.S. officials a day after Taiwan's President Tsai Ing-wen met with U.S. Senator Ted Cruz and Texas Governor Greg Abbott. Cruz said China does not have the right to say with whom U.S. officials can meet. President-elect Donald Trump drew criticism from China when he spoke by phone with Tsai shortly after he was elected in November. Mr. Trump later questioned why the U.S. should be bound by Chinese policy on Taiwan unless Beijing makes trade concessions. North Korea says it could test launch an intercontinental ballistic missile at any time and from any location. U.S. Defense Chief Ash Carter spoke on NBC News about the North's nuclear and missile program.
Their nuclear weapons and ballistic missile defense programs are a serious threat to us. We try to stay ahead of that, and we are staying ahead of that with our missile defenses to make sure we've upgraded their number, their type, so that we're sure we can defend ourselves. We've deployed missile defenses in South Korea, Japan, Guam.
North Korea TV reported the hostile policy of the U.S. is to blame for pushing Pyongyang to develop an ICBM. This is VOA News. Former Iranian President Akbar Hashemi Rafsanjani has died at the age of 82. It comes as a shock to moderates and reformists in Iran who say they're deprived now of their most influential supporter in the Islamic establishment. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif said his country has lost one of the greatest pillars of the revolution and a friend to the supreme leader. Rafsanjani's son, the death, comes ahead of presidential elections in May, and some observers say it could be a blow to the moderate president who allied himself with Rafsanjani to win the 2013 election and went on to resolve Iran's long standoff with the West on the nuclear program. Rafsanjani's funeral will be held in Tehran on Tuesday. Iran has announced 3 days of mourning, including a public holiday on Tuesday. Here in Washington, Republican Senate leader Mitch McConnell is telling Democrats to grow up, not put up any roadblocks to confirmation hearings for President-elect Donald Trump's cabinet picks. At least 7 Trump cabinet nominees are expected to appear before Senate committees this week. Some of Trump's cabinet choices are billionaires with vast financial holdings, and some Democrats say they have not been fully vetted. The head of the independent and nonpartisan U.S. Office of Government Ethics said in a letter to Democratic leaders that not all of the nominees scheduled for the hearings have completed the required ethics review process or initial draft financial disclosure reports. The 2017 Golden Globe Awards were handed out late Sunday in Beverly Hills, California. The Hollywood Foreign Press Association's annual awards are a draw for filmmakers and actors looking to create some buzz ahead of February's Academy Awards. This year's ceremony was expected to draw 20 million worldwide viewers. American actress Meryl Streep received the Cecil B. DeMille Award for Lifetime Achievement. Coming of Age, Moonlight won Best Motion Picture Drama, while the whimsical musical La La Land won for Best Musical or Comedy. Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone won Best Actor and Actress prizes for La La Land. Russia and the Philippines are considering joint naval exercises, a link that would advance Manila's move toward a multi-country foreign policy and bulk of its military, while giving both sides a chance to stand up to the United States. Moscow sent a destroyer and a naval oil tanker to a port in Manila last week for a 5-day goodwill visit. And the Philippine president says he saw a Russian ship visited. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.